USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Wherever that monster goes, we're able to move with it. Great flexibility. We have tremendous flexibility.
President Trump at the White House daily coronavirus briefing saying ventilators and other needed supplies being sent to hotspots across the country.
And we have people waiting, and they're ready, willing, and able, but waiting to bring them wherever it may be, if they need it, if they need it. It's possible that they won't be needed, that we're fully stocked, because numbers are coming in where, because of what the American people are doing, we're having fewer hospital visits. I think that could be the case in New York. It could be the case in a few other states. And fewer beds, fewer hospital visits mean fewer ventilators. So we'll see whether or not our original projections were right.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a message from everyone at MediShare. There's a Bible verse that tells us to be anxious for nothing. Instead, it says we're supposed to present our request to God with thanksgiving. And there is something about being thankful, especially in the midst of anxiety. And with that in mind, the staff and members of MediShare have something to say to all of our health professionals right now. Doctors, nurses, all hospital staff. Thank you. Thanks for what you do and what you may be called on to do in the days ahead. Thank you, first responders. Thank you to shopkeepers and grocers and the men and women working late nights to restock the shelves. Thank you, cashiers in the checkout aisle. Thank you, delivery drivers and factory workers and caretakers for our elderly, for all you're doing to protect them and give them comfort. So many people to thank, more than we can mention, important people who have their own lives, their own families to be concerned about, and what they're doing is a blessing to us. So from the hundreds of staff and more than 400,000 members of MediShare, thank you.
So how is social distancing working in the state of Wyoming? USA Radio's Tim Berg takes a look.
Wyoming is one of the states that has not issued a statewide stay-at-home order due to the coronavirus pandemic. To combat the virus, Republican Governor Mark Gordon, though, did close most businesses, schools, and parks until April 17th. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso tells Fox News his state has been practicing social distancing for a long time.
Well, you can always depend on the people of Wyoming to do the right thing. We do have a state of emergency in Wyoming. Anyone coming into our state, there's a 14-day quarantine. People are staying at home. But remember, the people are spread out here. We only have about 5 people per square mile. We have been socially distancing the entire 130 years that we've been a state. We survive by people helping people, neighbor helping neighbor. Right now we have 200 cases, no deaths, and we hope to keep it that way by continuing to do the right thing.
I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The price you pay at the pump. Oil really cheap right now. USA Radio's John Clemens takes a look.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com.
Average gas prices nationally now stand 84 cents lower than a year ago and 50 cents lower than a month ago.
The middle section of the country has some of the lowest prices.
Wisconsin leads with the lowest average at $1.43. Oklahoma follows at $1.45 per gallon, followed by Ohio at $1.55 per gallon. Leading the nation with the priciest gasoline is Hawaii, the only state above $3 at $3.24, followed by California at $2.97 and Washington State at $2.69 per gallon.
I'm John Clemens.
An update now on how America's farmers are reportedly doing from UPI, United Press International. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story from Washington, D.C.
Closure of food service establishments and hotels and resorts in many parts of the country back in mid-March meant that farmers who grow produce specifically for those customers suddenly had a large surplus, both in storage and sometimes still in the fields. UPI reports many growers tried to find retailers or food banks that would take their products even for free, but most such efforts failed, forcing growers to discard and or plow under their crops. And without immediate aid from government stimulus funding, they say they may have to destroy more food before the pandemic is over. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.